As you know, cities and towns for the last 2 years have been putting their plans forward to the Department of Transportation, trying to put red light and speed cameras in their municipalities. There's only a little over a dozen towns and cities that have actually gotten approval. In fact, right now, Greenwich is one of the towns that got approval, but they are pausing their program, similar to a push that is now being put forward by a state senator in Fairfield. So Fairfield, as you know, had their cameras go live a month ago, this month, I should say. And we've talked about this in the news several times. There have been more than 100,000 citations sent out to people in their mailboxes. Again, these are warnings, right? So they're not getting ticketed yet, but they're warnings letting people know that they have been speeding. People are not happy. They are not happy about it. They do not like the fact that they feel like the speeds are archaic, that it is nearly impossible to stay within that 10-mile range, and they're not happy. In fact, it's projected that 190,000 citations by the end of this month will have gone out to Fairfield residents for speeding. Ticketing starts next month. And so now there's been a recent push this week by State Senator Tony Huang, who is also a Fairfield resident, to pause the program. And so he joins us now to talk more about this. Senator Huang, welcome back to the show. And I want to go through a lot with this, starting with where Vision Zero even came from. This was something you were actually a huge supporter of, and it passed in 2023. And Fairfield was a prime example, I can remember in your testimony, for why we needed this opportunity to put speed cameras in.
Absolutely. Good morning, Melissa. It's great to be on with you. It's really important when you think projected 190,000 speeding violations in only the month of May. It's shocking. It's staggering. But unfortunately, it's not surprising to me. As the ranking Republican on the Transportation Committee in 2023, we approached and drafted language of a program called Vision Zero. And Vision Zero was a plan that was taken from European countries that looked at roadway safety for pedestrians, bikers, and motorists, and in ensuring that we reduce incidences of accidents and fatality on our roadways through infrastructure, through design, through education. We convened an entire council of transportation and roadway experts that came up with the recommendations that we have undertaken. We passed that law on a bipartisan basis. Now, one major part of it was to allow each municipality to design their own speed deterrence programs and then, in consultation with the Connecticut Department of Transportation, implement that. Now, Fairfield was one of the few towns that did approach this and work with the DOT in implementing their programs and selecting sites. The challenge is, ultimately, that the execution and the real shock and awareness, even though the advocates, and I support and appreciate the advocates, but they're saying that, look, we've been talking about this for over a year. But obviously, that message has not resonated, nor has been clear in regards to motorists in our community. What we saw in 190,000 in 1 month is we have a normalized culture.
There it is.
Of speeding.
Yep. Yep.
In our communities.
Correct.
And people don't know the speed limit. They go at a pace. And secondly, the hurried aspects of new life, you know, the new technology and the modern life, mm-hmm. where you're going past a task. And number three, the increased congestion on our roads dramatically impact people's anticipated timing. So
sure.
When you're late for an appointment, you're late for a drop off, you're late for a pickup, you really then come into a congestion road that takes about 20 minutes off your anticipated time. You're trying to make up time.
No
so
question.
All of this is combined to show 190,000. I'm going to be clear on this. I support red light and speed cameras as a tool to help traffic and roadway safety and support our law enforcement and the great work that they do. But nevertheless, what you just saw in this reaction and the very emotional, visceral reaction you saw from people is the fact that this came as a stunning and shocking surprise.
No question. But here's the thing, Senator Wong. So there's a couple of things, because I was really looking at this. And to be fair, I think the projection of 190,000 issued, you know, warnings in a month. It is shocking. I was thinking about, you know, Bus Patrol, for example. And I remember when Bus Patrol, which is, again, the camera program that you put on the school buses, they rolled that out in Bridgeport and they rolled it out in Shelton. People were not happy about it. Oh, I can't believe it. In the appeals process, I get that. But I looked up those numbers. In that first 6 months, for example, Bus Patrol was in Bridgeport. This was the big story. This was why, oh my gosh, we need to do something at the legislature to address this and all of that. That wasn't even 10,000 tickets in Bridgeport. So I thought to myself, wow, that is significant, 190,000. So here's the thing, though. Sounds like a person problem. If you've got 190,000 projected tickets for Fairfield, does that not support the whole reason you wanted Vision Zero to even be an option? That is why Fairfield was a prime example of why we needed speed cameras and why I would imagine the Department of Transportation approved 16 of them across the town. Like, I look at Milford, pretty comparable to Fairfield, honestly. We only have 6. You guys have 16 because it's such a big problem in Fairfield.
It's a big problem everywhere, Melissa. And another point of interest in regards to the shocking number is the follow-up, because the initial numbers were projected on the 17th of May. Now, the projection is to 190 if we kept on the same pace. The encouraging news is now we're all talking about it, whether people were happy about it or not. It's now engaged and aware. We have seen close to a 30% decrease in the violations anticipated because of this kind of communication.
But then that means it's working But that means
exactly,
it's working.
But,
so why would we pause it?
But Melissa, here's the point. It's 16 cameras on 6 zones. You're not changing the culture of driving and speeding. You are already hearing people bypassing those areas. You're seeing on social media posts about how they can circumvent those 16 cameras so they can get point A to point B in the same way they used to travel. Now, that's wrong.
I agree.
Now, the second part of it is we need to incorporate the education along with enforcement to ensure that it's not just a reaction of a zone to be not speeding, but throughout the entire town. That if you're going up Strathfield Easton Parkway, that you're going to realize it's a 30-mile zone and it's not a speedway.
So there's a push to pause the speed camera program in Fairfield after police reported more than 100,000 warnings have already been issued to drivers in just the first couple of weeks that the cameras have been live. We are talking to Senator Tony Wong, asking why he's calling for the pause, especially since he is a huge supporter of Vision Zero and the use of speed cameras in town. And honestly, it sounds like, Senator Wong, I don't want to get into a fight, but it does sound like you are still for them. You like the use of the cameras. You are still for their mission. Your bigger issue is you feel like there was a lack of transparency and that people really didn't know about it. And the reason you say that, again, not putting words in your mouth, just I believe this is what you're saying, is that when you see a projected 190,000 citations for 1 month, that just screams that people really didn't know. But I kind of want to push back on that a little bit, just a tad. And the reason I say that is because I think that it's more of a reflection of we have been doing this. It's bad habits. We have horrible driver behavior. You've got other towns and cities that have rolled out their camera programs. And no, people are not happy about it. Of course not. We just rolled them out here in Milford and people are not happy about it. But I could tell you as a Milford resident that I'm happy about it because I do see people speeding through the town roads. We have a cut through road and I'm seeing what you're talking about, the overflow. How do we avoid Woodruff, for example, here in Milford? Let's just go to this road. Happens to be my road. I mean, we have been inundated with drivers this week. But my point of bringing that up is that's the whole reason the speed cameras are there, is to change driving culture. And I think the idea that we didn't know it was coming, I think, is a little bit of a cop-out. I mean, there is the signage. There's the constant reminders. I know police have been very transparent in letting people know the cameras are up, the cameras are being put up, we're rolling out this. I push back on that narrative that it's like we didn't know. I think that Fairfield residents are mad because they're getting tickets. they're mad. They don't want to change their habits, not to generalize people.
Melissa, it really is important to note that I support the program. I was the co-introducer of it. And trust me, I caught tremendous slings and arrows as a bipartisan collaborator on this bill. So to be clear, I support red light and speed cameras as a tool for traffic and roadway safety and the goal of Vision Zero. When we talk about enforcement and penalty, Melissa, you talk about your personal perspective, and you're right. This kind of awareness says, whoa, you know what? I'm going to look for the speed signals, speed limits, and I'm going to follow it because I understand that. But the challenge is the normalization for so many others is not that. They think they need to get from point A to point B, and they have open ways to get to that, and they're exceeding the speed limit. Again, we're talking about a normalized culture of speeding where people subconsciously don't even aware. They're not even realizing how 20 miles works, right?
Yep.
So we didn't get to this overnight, and we need to change the culture. Now, when you do it as a mechanism of immediate enforcement and creating anger rather than education and awareness and slower adoption, the slower adoption changes behavior by getting people ingrained in that behavior. When you punish, people are going to circumvent. That's what human nature is. And you can't manage every single roadway.
No, no question.
But no doubt, Melissa, people are going to react emotionally. That's not a changed behavior. The 30% drop-off shows that people now consciously will be aware. But there are going to be people who are going to use this as a naysayer. And I'll tell you, one of the other huge reasons that I, as a proponent of this bill, inserted into this language was that the naysayers will say this will ultimately be beyond the civil liberties aspect, beyond a circumvention of people's rights. But the biggest part is this is another example of government revenue grab. Right?
But okay, so
when
those are two different things.
That to I agree. 3.2 million for 1 month.
So that's what people are mad about.
Fairfield.
Okay.
One of the problems in Fairfield, and I have repeatedly mentioned that to the administration and asked the commissioner to clarify, other towns have looked at this in regards any of the fines. The language in the bill, the original bill, is no part of those fine revenue can be used for anything else other than roadway safety. Now, a year later, we added that the cameras and the data management can be also included in that. So we were very, very specific. You know how we can change of pattern and culture behavior? We increase signage visibility. We use the flashing electronics when people come into a zone
to
make them aware that they're speeding. So that costs money. So we allocated to say that the fines can only be used for roadway safety. But the problem in Fairfield's approach was they put it into the budget.
Okay, so Senator Wong, hold really quick. So those are two very different things. I agree with you on that portion. That's what I think is upsetting people. When you see $3.2 million projected in the first month, that absolutely is where people are upset. I think the money grab argument, that is something that people should be upset about. I do think there are questions, which to me is honestly a legislative fail, in my opinion. When people have questions about, if I own 5 vehicles for my company and somebody else is out there, am I the one who's going to get the tickets? Yes, you are, or it seems that way. I think there are some there are some confusing points in the legislation that I agree with you. We need more transparency. We need the DOT to explain that. I think the municipality should have a much better handle on answering those questions. That's fair. The money part, though, is very different, I think, than the purpose of the cameras. Those are two very different things. I think when we pause a program and we say we are upset that, holy moly, we've got 190,000 citations, that's driver behavior. That's gentle parenting, in my opinion. That's kind of gentle parenting. Oh, we need to roll into this. No, we don't. Clearly, there's a huge issue in Fairfield where people get hit. People have gotten hurt. We had a woman walking her dog who was hit by a volunteer firefighter in Fairfield not that long ago and killed. I mean, we've seen it too many times in Fairfield, and we've seen it all across the state of Connecticut. My point being, though, is driver behavior and having this enforcement program is a separate argument than where is that money going? That's a totally separate argument. I agree. $3.2 million and where the heck is it going? That's a fair argument to have, but that's separate, I think, than why are we even having these cameras in place for now? We didn't roll them out properly.
Oh, no.
Let's be clear.
Let's be clear. I support the red light and speed cameras. I believe in the program. My ask in the pause is exactly for the budgetary aspect to be removed and to create a special fund only allocated. Now, there are people say, well, it's in the budget, but it's going to be only allocated for traffic safety. You know what? Government doesn't operate that way. When there's money to be had, you supplement it. So again, I my pause is to say, one, revise the budgetary estimates. That's going to create a change in the dollar count of how we budget, right? Because you got to adopt the budget on July 1st. But the fact is, so the pause would allow that kind of implementation to remove the money and create a special account. Number two, the implementation and the execution can be phased in, that we make incremental basis, not shut off on June 1st, here it goes. So number three, here's what the important part that I'm voicing my concern about this, and I'm believe me, in listening to your show and getting feedback up and down Main Street on me addressing this issue, the people are very upset, and it took tremendous courage to be able to pass Vision Zero in 2023 and to be a co-introducer of it. I'm proud of it. I'm glad to stand by it, because one life lost is one life too many. But the challenge I have is when you have this kind of a visceral reaction in the small towns that have implemented this, I believe there's 6 or 9, and Greenwich was wise 15. Enough to say, you know, pause. Let's pause this. Make sure we do it right. Make sure we get the buy-in so that the plan can be effective, viable, and sustainable. Because I'm going to share with you, there are 100 other towns and municipal leaders who's going to look at this reaction and say, I'm not going to adopt this. It's a can of worms.
So that might be the case, Senator Wong. I think then it's to me, and again, I think there are really good questions, and I think that people have concerns that are fair. Like, do we have archaic speeds in some of these areas? And why are the cameras going to be 24/7? Why, when it's not a school year, when it's not school time, when it's the summer, why are those cameras running and why are we getting tickets when school is not in session? I'm not saying there are not good questions. These are very fair questions. But then I push back and I say, why weren't these addressed before the cameras were approved? And my understanding from the Department of Transportation is that they did not approve Fairfield in the first shot. This was a multi-plan draft effort, that there were a lot of meetings, that there has been a lot put out there by the police department, who, again, they have to implement the program. But I guess my point is sure, pause it, but why is it that it rolled out then? Why in the last 2 years did this roll out? Did this get approved? Did this go through? And we don't know exactly where that $3.2 projected million dollars is going to go. And we don't feel like the signage is good enough. To me, in the last, since 2023, since this passed, to your point, you've gotten a lot of pushback for wanting to even have this. the idea that people didn't know it was coming is one thing, and the rollout is another. I think then that would be a town fail. That would be a municipal fail. If we didn't do a good enough job letting people know what this was going to mean, how much it was going to cost, and the questions that people have right now, that's a municipal fail. That's what it seems like. If we don't know the answers to the questions that people have right now. So again, I understand the pause, wanting the pause, but it seems like we could have addressed this the months, even years leading up to this approved plan. And my understanding from residents is they didn't feel like they were part of that process as well as they could have been, which again is a legislative or a municipal fail. Unfortunately, I know I'm up against the clock. I'm sorry, Eric. I know I got to go. But Senator Huang, I'm sure we're going to continue having conversations about this. I thank you so much for even starting it here on WICC.